really, there aren't a whole lot of big changes. From year to year, the composition of the workforce really doesn't change that immensely. What we did see, as you mentioned, was an increase in the number of senior pay level positions, some of which may be accounted for by the conversion of some of the pay for performance systems that have been converted back to the GS and SES type positions. So we're pleased with the diversity increases that we're seeing in the SPL. For example, when you look at a 10-year period, women have certainly made significant gains, as well as Hispanic and Latinos. Asians, of course, have probably made the biggest gains, as well as blacks and African Americans. PWTD, or persons with targeted disabilities, have also managed to do some increasing in the senior pay level positions over a 10-year period.
All right, and I wanted to ask you about the averages, too, because sometimes those can be misleading, but your averages show that Asians have the highest average pay, about $53,000. Whites and Latino workers at the senior levels have average pay of about about 50,000. And then there's Black, African American, multiracial, American Indian, Alaska Native, and Native Hawaiian that are about $10,000 on average behind the Asian workers. What's behind those figures?
Well, it's kind of the first thing you have to do is remember that what you're looking at is only those positions of within the general schedule and related pay systems, which only comprise about 55% of the entire federal workforce. There are a lot of factors. We have not really been able to dive into very deeply, anyway, factors that may be affecting the different grades and steps, then, which results in pay for the different groups. However, some of the factors that may be affecting the differences are, of course, the occupations that that the different groups are actually participating in. Education levels certainly can play a factor. The longevity of an employee in federal service could be playing a factor, as well as perhaps location. I'm sure there's a number of other factors I'm just not pulling off the top of my head here.
Well, and you read my mind. I was going to ask you about education levels. Does EEOC have any information on that and how that might affect pay?
And we, as actually, OPM is probably more likely, or even MSPB reports may have some education. We don't track, as of yet, haven't been able to track the actual education level for employees. Keep in mind that most of our reports up until this particular year have always been submitted to us via hard copy, which makes and mostly in the aggregate, which makes it really hard for us to dive deeper into what exactly is going on with each individual employee. So that we can try to get a handle on that. OPM does have that information, and we are, as we progress in our oversight abilities and our own skills and abilities are certainly have that in the back of our minds to look farther into.
Okay, let's go back to the issue of people with disabilities. This is a big push for the Obama administration for agencies to increase that number. What is it that has perhaps been holding people back, and what progress have you seen since the administration started its initiative?
Well, keep in mind that the executive order I think you're referring to was actually issued in FY 2010, and this report is looking at the FY 2010 data. So as far as the effect of that, with this report, we can't really say we've seen a difference. That we have over the last two years, FY 2009 and 2010, seen the people with targeted disabilities have actually remained the same rather than decreasing like they had for the previous 9 years. So that's a good sign, and despite the fact that each of the last couple of years, we've actually increased the the raw number of people with targeted disabilities, it's not enough to increase the participation rate within the total workforce because the total workforce continues to grow incrementally over the last couple of years.
We're speaking with Jamie Price. She's Director of Reports and Evaluation Division of the Federal Sector Programs in the Office of Federal Operations at the EEOC. What should federal managers do with the information that's coming out on EEOC? How can they use that in their agency hiring and staffing plans?
Oh, they can definitely see where they have triggers, where their diversity is not, or their participation rates are not in par with the civilian labor force statistics, which hopefully will have the 2010 civilian labor force statistics available to us before the end of this year, which will give us a better idea of what the civilian labor force really looks like. They have to keep in mind when they are hiring or promoting individuals that we need to move these groups forward. What we don't want to do is get into a situation where we're allowing the what we call perhaps cultural biases or micro inequalities to get in the way of promoting someone that certainly is well qualified as anybody else, but perhaps, you know, they're not in the majority, so we tend to overlook them.
Now, early on in the diversity efforts, you know, maybe going back 15, 20 years, most of the effort was really just trying to get more people of color and more people of different racial backgrounds and ethnic backgrounds into the government at all.
Correct.
But it seems like in recent times and maybe in the last couple of years, the idea of diversity has broadened somewhat to maybe people within a given ethnic group but that have different educational and cultural backgrounds, things that you can't see as much. And so how do you think managers can get sensitized to those less visible, less obvious qualities of diversity?
Well, clearly the diversity and inclusion initiative and the guidance and training that OPM is developing for that initiative is going to make, I hope, a big difference in managers' heightened awareness of those particular issues. I don't think there's any ill-meaning managers, and I don't think there's been any ill will over the past. It's just something that exists in our culture, and we all need to become sensitized to the different cultures and the attributes that each of those cultures bring to us.